This is the Roaring Elephant Podcast, and here I am with my weird co-host, Jon. Hello, Jon.
Ooh, that's actually a compliment I've learned recently.
Apparently so.
You have to explain it now. You use the word, you have to explain it now.
Oh, do I have to?
Oh, yes, you do.
Okay.
You went there, now you have to go there.
Damn it. So this is something new to me. I had no idea that this was a thing. Also, slight tangent, weird is a word that I regularly misspell. I don't know why. Anyway, so apparently, apart from weird being probably what you think it stands for, apparently in some circles, weird actually is an acronym for Western, educated, industrialized, rich, and demographic.
Democratic.
Democratic, not demographic.
So weird.
I'm so weird. I can't even read. I'm definitely not educated because I can't even read. Anyway, I had no idea that that was a thing. I don't know how long that's been around or in what circles that is common knowledge, but please reach out to us and let us know if you're very familiar with this particular acronym and this is a thing. Like, yeah, of course it stands for that. Why haven't you heard of that? Have you been living under a rock? What's wrong with you? I'd love to know, because it's definitely the first time I've heard of it.
Yes, and the reason that we found it out is because when we do our research, we basically go to internet search engines and type in, give me the weird news for today, and this popped up in my results.
Yeah, and the article itself is talking about the weird, and again, let's see if I can actually read this correctly this time, Western, educated, industrialized, rich, and democratic. There we go. I can read after all. Apparently weird, and we're not going to repeat it every time. countries and regions and nations are less trusting of AI than non-weird nations.
So the episode is finished. We just decided trusting AI is weird.
Maybe. But can we start off with, like, this whole thing to me is weird. Weird in the original sense, not weird in this sense. But before we go into this like whole AI divide thing, I'm sorry, I'm stuck on the weird thing. Can we go through what's the opposite of weird then?
Not Western.
But does that mean Eastern?
Eastern, African, Asian. I mean, Western world is typically being said to be US, although these days, and Europe.
But I'm asking for the opposite. So the opposite of West is East. So it must be Eastern is the opposite. Yeah.
Considering the world is round, it's a globe. I mean, if you go far enough, you'll end up anywhere you want.
Sorry, I'm only talking east. Compass points here.
Okay, east. Okay.
All right. So
I think
so
he's making
west,
an acronym,
so Eastern.
People, so I'm going to make the letters here. So we start with E. Okay.
So educated. So presumably uneducated.
No, there must be a better word than that. Come on, you're a Great Britain English major person. Something. You need to have good wording. So what's a good word for uneducated?
I mean, I can only think natural. Of very nasty things to say. Say again?
Natural. Because education is enforcing artificial values on
somebody. We can change it later if it doesn't work out. And by the way, this is not a pre-prepared bit. Like, I genuinely have no idea where this is going.
But it's going badly because you already now have two letters, EU.
Yeah, I know. it's not going well. Anyway, so Eastern, uneducated, so industrialized, the opposite of industrialized,
farming, manual labor,
so obviously we had the Industrial Revolution. Previous to the Industrial Revolution,
yeah, the
agricultural
farms. Agriculture, yeah, agricultural. Why not? It's going to be all of the vowels in the alphabet, I think.
Okay, so agricultural, rich. I mean, the opposite of that is clearly poor. Okay, and democratic. I nearly cocked that one up again. Opposite of democratic.
Well, in the US, it's Republican.
Okay, we're not going into those politics. We had a conversation ahead of recording this. We're not going into that. So,
Totalitarian.
Yeah, totalitarian maybe, or dictatorship.
Doesn't really.
I mean, usually it is a totalitarian dictatorship.
Exactly. And you can have a democratic kingdom, democratic parliament. So let's totalitarian.
Okay. Fair enough.
So you got the EU-opt.
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 So can we improve this in any other way?
We can start by not doing this in the first place.
I can't make this make anything else useful off the top of my head. Again, maybe someone out there has a better words that actually can make this say something else. But the reason that I got hung up on this and I immediately diverted us down this weird, no pun intended, culvert, is that nowhere in this article do they actually talk about the non, quote unquote, non-weird countries, regions, whatever. Like, the focus is all on...
I've got an acronym for you.
Okay.
I mean, I have to admit this, ChatGPT to the rescue. The opposites are emerging, agrarian, global south, low income, egalitarian, eagle.
So weird and eagle. Oh dear.
So you were talking about the eagle countries.
Yeah, let's say that then. Nowhere in this article do they actually say where this kind of divide or where this is. It's just the whole thing is weird to me. It's all the focus is all on the, oh God, I'm saying weird so much this episode. The focus is all on the weird, but there's no perspective from the non-weird or
evil. That's because we didn't do our homework the way we should have done. Because this article is actually talking about a study, and in the study they have graphs and tables and things that give you more of that division. But I do think that the article gives a nice summarization by focusing on the one, and if one does this, then the other part does not do this. So it kind of by...
I think this is, again, no, you're right. We clearly have not done our homework. We didn't read the 47,000 page
Don't
report.
Don't say we.
I mean, we didn't, let's face it.
Okay, we didn't, correct.
Exactly. So... It just, to me, this is just someone's taken a report that maybe says this and maybe doesn't, and is just like focused on this really weird, yes, I've said it again, part of this sort of story.
He's focusing on the part that is his readership. I mean, this is a web blog, web news site. The eagle countries are typically not going to be reading this article in the first place. So it's kind of normal to focus your writing on the people reading it so they can actually relate to the content. I'm trying.
I know you believe me, you are very trying.
At least I'm weird.
And weird, yes, definitely. Very much so. I don't know. I have real issues with this whole article. it just doesn't come across as natural or balanced, or
I don't know.
And you know, maybe that's work. Fine.
Because the whole thing about the AI, what's the word he uses here? The AI perception trustworthy issues. I mean, the divide he's making here, or I'm not sure if it's a he, to be honest.
Let's say
very. We didn't do our homework. The difference they make, I love that pronoun. It does make sense because there is apparently, looking at the data that's been done by Ipsos here, the survey taker, there is a big difference between how AI is being perceived by people who are in a environment that is more... what's the word I'm looking for? Who would be more critical because they know more about what's happening. And for me, when I read the article, I kind of flipped it around. And it's not about AI, in my opinion, but about the marketing around AI. And non-weird countries, if you don't say countries, but people, you know, in other words, you're saying people that aren't educated, aren't rich, aren't wealthy, aren't playing with things they shouldn't be playing with, perhaps, they will be a bit less susceptible to marketing because it does say educated, so you should be able to use critical mindsets to look at things thrown at you and be critical, maybe even cynical about things, which would automatically mean that you would trust something that's being marketized so much at the moment. Your trust should go down. I mean, if I see, luckily I don't see a lot of advertising anymore because I set up my life and my environment in a way that I don't see it that much at all. But if I see a lot of advertising for certain products, for me it's more of a reason not to go there. Because if they have to put so much money into advertising, I much more prefer word of mouth and things like that. And from that point of view, it does make sense to look at the trust in AI from that angle. Okay, this is Dave not agreeing with me at all, or being constipated.
Well, I mean, it could be both. Let's face it. I don't know.
Yeah, but don't you agree that people that are being influenced more by marketing will have a more positive idea around AI?
No, not necessarily. I think the problem with saying that is that suggests that marketing doesn't also have a negative effect, which I think marketing can absolutely have a negative effect.
If you have a critical mind, but if you don't have a critical mind.
Maybe.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. I mean, for you and me, that's a fallacy. It doesn't work that way. Okay. But for a lot of people, they just read the headlines, and if they see Nutella enough, they will buy Nutella instead of the other brands. But just pure name recognition. The blockchain thing proved that. Put blockchain in your company name, your stock will go up. I mean, that has been happening.
Yeah.
And at the moment, AI is being put in everything. Because, oh, it has AI in the name. Must be good. Marketing works.
Yeah, I'm not on board with this.
I think you're stuck in your bubble there.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, we both live rural. I mean, if you think about your neighbors, I know my neighbors don't think the way I think.
Mm.
And that's not a disparagement of them at all. It's just the bubble you live in. We've talked about that more in the past already. It's just the environment you're in, and that's just what happens. And that's what the second part of the article, when it talks about the whole legal, AI policy being enforced predominantly in the EU, for example, and the effect that has on trusting versus not trusting AI. That's also an interesting one. That's what's actually one I didn't really think about, because I was of the opinion that if you put a lot of regulations in place, you do this to protect people, I would assume, So if people see something as strictly regulated, there should be more trust in there. And that's basically why my money is not in my sock, but at a bank. Because the financial institutions are very, very strictly regulated, and there is some trust coming from that. But apparently, what the article here distills out of the report that was written by ISOP, the increased regularization, that's a difficult word, in the EU actually had the opposite effect of people mistrusting AI even more. And that's something I find weird. Without that weird, not that weird, but the weird weird, the not the weird, weird weird.
The original weird.
Yeah, the weird weird weird. Because, I mean, sure, a lot of regulations should make you a little bit more careful about it, a bit more anxious perhaps, but you should still be able to then say, okay, I know the limitations now, so within that limiting framework, I can trust what it's doing. But apparently that doesn't work. And I think, again, you're not going to agree with me, that the marketing around it is the big culprit there, because there's so much hype and so much hyperbole, snake oil, whatever you want to call it, going on at the moment, that we may actually have reached a point in our society where marketing promotions don't work anymore, that people actually have gotten to understand that, at least in the weird environments, okay, that marketing shouldn't be trusted and is actually more of a red flag than a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I was getting at earlier.
Yeah, but I said
the impression that I... The impression that I get is this oversaturation of... like Gen AI sprinkled over, well, not sprinkled, sprayed with a high velocity hose over everything right now, I think is genuinely having, in a lot of cases, like some real serious backlash, and people are being more critical than they would have been had it not been rammed down their throats quite so aggressively by everyone who's trying to, you know, shill this or peddle this as aggressively as they are. I think that, again, you mentioned it earlier, that the often mentioned on this podcast topic of the reality distortion bubble. We all have one. You know, it's very difficult to pop that bubble or step out of that bubble and see things in a more unfiltered, unbiased way. There are different ways that you can try and approach, you know, removing or reducing the influences of bias in your observation of things. But generally speaking, as human beings, it's very difficult to do that. Mm-hmm. So I acknowledge that my perception of this is very much driven by my own biases and my own concerns for the way that I see this being approached across the industry, across the world. But much in the same way that we've seen things shift in terms of things like the journey towards electrification of cars, for example. You know, a handful of years ago, electric cars are the future, electric cars are like, we must all be electric by 20, you know, whatever. And then, you know, everything was pushed down in that direction very aggressively. You could argue maybe in some cases this was done before the infrastructure could possibly fully support the vision, but the goal was, if you build it, they will come. And for a variety of different reasons, some, you know, weird political stuff that's going on, some, I think, honestly, genuine concern, some recognition that you can't just plow like full steam ahead, making such a drastic change without actually making a whole bunch of other supporting changes. I'm not saying that electric vehicles are good or bad. I'm just saying that to make such a huge transformation, there are lots of other steps that you need to go along the way. And I'm not sure all of those steps were always taken. And I kind of think that this world that we're in at the moment is going down a very sort of similar path. But I know that also that is definitely backed by or driven by a lot of my preconceived notions, my biases, and the way that I view the world. So, yeah.
Yeah, I do think, though, that you can't compare the AI hype with the electric car thing, because I actually think they're kind of opposite. Because apart from one big car manufacturer, all the other car manufacturers had to be dragged towards electrifying their products, mm-hmm. kicking and screaming against it. They didn't really want it. That's why there's a lot of regulation mm-hmm. and demands that by 2035, I think the EU wanted to be electrified, everything. Yeah. Ain't going to happen. Nobody kind of rolled that back a bit. But again, mm-hmm. there was a lot of incentives being given by the government to make this happen for true and true economic, ecological reasons. Let's not go into that topic here. Mm-hmm. But the AI thing is different, because there it was really the technology providers that were pushing, that are pushing AI everywhere and anywhere and making bogus claims. I mean, I'm not against publicity in the per se, as long as it's, okay, I'm not going to say honest publicity, because that's kind of an oxymoron, but realistic. Let's call it realistic. I mean, sure, you can exaggerate a little bit, but don't go making claims that are just not substantiatable. I mean, we've had the same like quantum episodes we talked about, just putting things in publications that are just proven wrong in the end. And that's where in the electrified environment, most of the car manufacturers have been very careful and even negative about it. They only have a couple of electric cars because they have to, or else they can't sell their stuff anymore in the EU. Again, except that one company that does a lot of, that is still solely based on electric cars, obviously. And things are changing, because you've definitely in China, for example, again, also with a big push from governments, those electric brands are now going worldwide and are taking the world by storm. And I mean, just recently, the Nordic battery makers went bankrupt because they just can't keep up with the Chinese things. Yeah. But that's two different ways of looking at it. I don't think you can make a divide the way you can do it with the AI.
So the reason why I think that they are so similar is, yes, you're right. Like, one of them is very much being pushed by governments globally, or had been pushed very globally by governments. And yes, the other is being pushed by big Gen AI. just group them all together.
Doctor Who episode. It's called The Great Intelligence.
Sure, let's go for that. But what I'm saying is, like, ignore the fact that one is being driven by government, one is being driven by big Gen AI, big intelligence, whatever you want to call it. They're both being driven by one particular, you know, segment. And yes, one is government, one is big intelligence. But the overall trajectory that things are making, to me, is very similar. You know, a whole bunch of wild kind of, this is the green way to do things. This is like good for the planet. This is wonderful. This is incredible. Like, you know, it'll cost you nothing to charge, blah, 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 blah. And then, we'll kind of brush, you know, under the carpet the whole issue around what the hell do we do with all of these rare and precious metals that are in the batteries, and the fact that, you know, the entire servicing infrastructure will need to drastically change, and the charging infrastructure isn't there, and like,
But that's inevitable. Yeah. I mean, at some point, whether we have nuclear cars or whatever, infrastructure will change.
Fallout cars.
We went
cars.
From walking on dirt roads to railways to the infrastructure we have today. Those things will have to change over time. typically because some kind of an industry or technological change. That's not the same thing for me. I mean, AI is being overpromised so much, while electrification, yes, it's a change, and it will help make large urban urban locations more healthy, less fine dust in the air and stuff like that. And the rare earth metal thing you mentioned, I mean, that's kind of also something people maybe don't know, but rare earth metals are not rare. They're everywhere. Mm. It's just very yucky to get them out of the earth. Yeah. And that's why it's all being done in Africa and China, because there they don't care about that, just care about the money. And in Europe, you want to keep our nice white suits white. So that's where we are dependent. But if you want to, I mean, I think Scandinavia is one of the biggest places where you can get rare earth metals at the moment. So it's just we don't have the infrastructure there in place. Wouldn't be a bad idea, looking at the geopolitical things going on, to be a bit more self-sufficient on this side of the world. But let's agree to disagree.
Fair enough. Indeed. Well, while we're agreeing to disagree, we've probably rambled on for a little bit on this one. Do we want to conclude this part A, and then continue on with part B? Or do you have some final thoughts that you would like to...
I am very curious to figure out what part B is.
Fair enough.
So tell me, what is part B?
I don't know. It depends whether you have something else to say about this or whether
we've covered it. We've talked about, the article only talks about the marketing perceptions and the regulation around it. And I think we covered both extensively at this point. Do you think the eagle countries will, do you think the divide will stay? Or will eagle countries be subsumed under the weird mentality? These sentences are crazy, or vice versa.
I don't believe in this divide at all.
That's weird. I kind of do. I mean, I do think there's a difference there. I mean, typically we only look about the Western and non-Western worlds, which is a divide that's used a lot. I mean, you have industrial, non-industrial. We do make these segregations all the time. I mean, if you compare, let's take Africa, why not? Because a large part of Africa is not industrialized yet. Compare that with the Benelux, for example, because that's where I live. There's huge differences there in what's available, not available. So I do see to make these segregations. The weird versus eagle segregation kind of makes all of these dimensions combined into a kind of a global thing. That does make sense. I'm kind of surprised I haven't seen this way of... dividing up the world more often, because it makes more sense to say, yeah, Western, but only the educated part of the Western, and it must be us. That makes more sense, because it makes it much more granular what you're talking about. The negative thing, which I agree with you, is that the non-weird is so much bigger, so much more obfuscated, abstracted, if you like, than the weird part. But that's kind of
what it is. Yeah. And I think some of why I strongly object to the way that this is all being cast is because I have firsthand experience having spent a lot of time out in Asia working, and that is, you know, very much outside of the weird kind of segment of things, and I see exactly the same patterns out there.
Okay.
And I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'm experiencing all of the strange outliers, and maybe this is all kind of all very similar, or maybe the experiences I have are just, you know, not the same as what this study is recording, but it just, the whole thing feels weird to me, and I'm not on board. I'm not on board with this article.
But I would expect that in Asian countries like Japan, for example, that the cultural differences there would kind of have some effect on trust versus not trusting AI, GenAI, ChatGPT, that kind of stuff. I have no idea which way they would skew, if they would skew to more trusting or less trusting, because never been there, so I can't really talk for it. But it is a maybe very common misconception that Japanese culture is very different from what we do in the weird environment. So that could have an effect. But then, yeah, to make assumption based on the cultural differences to go to their AI or non-AI tendencies. So is the conclusion that the article about weird versus non-weird is just weird?
Yes.
Well, that's a weird way to end the episode. But I think Dave is going to agree with me that this is all the time we have for this weird stuff.
Definitely.
So you can support this weird podcast. We're on Patreon. You can give us contributions there. Give us money to make us stop saying weird, for example. We can make that a stretch goal. Why not? We're on WeirdTube as well. You can like, subscribe, notification bells, do weird stuff there as all you can. And you could go to our weird website at www.drawingoff.org. Links there to all the stuff we just talked about. You can send your feedback by email to podcast@drawingoff.org. Could be weird, could be eagle feedback. We appreciate every interaction, obviously. Until next time, my name is Eagle Yon, because I don't like being weird.
Well, I guess that makes me weird, Dave.
We look forward to talking to you about something a bit less weird, perhaps, next week. Goodbye.
See you then.